This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line, plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Eagles play here. Catch BC football, basketball, baseball, and hockey on WEEI AM, Boston. Live from the Stockyard in Brighton, this is the Boston College Football Show with Bill O'Brien, presented by Bud Light. For the next hour, we'll get you caught up on everything BC football. The Boston College Football Show is presented by Bud Light, proud sponsor of Boston College Athletics. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Please enjoy responsibly. And also brought to you by McGovern Auto Group, the official auto group of Boston College Athletics. It's time to talk BC football. Here's John Meter Perrell.
If it's Thursday night, it must be the Stockyard in Brighton. That's right. Round of applause. BC Football Show. Good to have you with us, as always. He's Pete Cronin. I'm John Meter Perrell. The man in the center circle, it's like Hollywood Squares, is Bill O'Brien. Bill, good evening. How are you?
I'm doing great. Good to have you. Good to see you guys. Appreciate being here at the Stockyard. And heard we may have a meal coming later on.
I think we might have some good eating going around.
I haven't eaten in 3 days, so I'm hope whatever he serves will be good.
Cronin's interest is now officially piqued.
No way I believe that you haven't eaten in three days.
It's no chance. A couple hours, but you know,
three hours maybe.
Yeah. It's okay. Fasting before the show, I would get nervous.
Here we are, Coach.
Yeah.
I'm not going there. Here we are, 2-0, ranked 24th in the country, but you spoke after the game. You blew out Duquesne 56-0. You took care of business, but you said you still maybe left some points in the field, and you have to play to your standard. What did you mean by that?
Yeah, you know, look, it was 56-0. I'm not going to take anything away from, you know, how well we played for most of the game, but it still wasn't as clean as we want it to be. We had 5 penalties. We had a legal formation on the punt. We had a neutral zone infraction on defense. We can't do that. You know, we got to control the things that we can control, and that's going to be big in this Missouri game. You know, we have to stay onside. We got to line up correctly. We got to have, you know, 11 guys on the field. You know, I know you guys, a lot of people kind of look at me and go, Coach, that's a – no, that is a formula for winning. You have to learn – how not to lose before you can learn how to win, and I think that's something we're still really striving for.
The nameless opponent was pretty prevalent a week ago. I don't want to skip ahead, but you got another nameless opponent. Is that not the essence of the concept? It doesn't matter who you're playing.
Yeah, I think it's really all about, you know, not being results oriented. You know, think about, you know, one play at a time, the process of getting ready to play the game, right? So concentrate on – especially, I've been thinking about this a lot, Pete, because, you asked me about this a lot, and it's a great question. But, like, at Boston College, you got a lot on your plate. You know that. You know, you've got football, you've got class. These kids do a lot in the community. And so I think it's really just taking it day by day. You know, how can I get ready for practice? How can I, you know my role in the game? What classes do I have today? And then obviously, you know, what am I doing in the community later on in the afternoon or whatever it might be? So I think, you know, we have a lot to do, so we have to take it day by day.
It appears that your team has grasped that concept.
For two games.
Yeah, well, yeah, so far so good.
The key is, you know, is to do it, is the sustainability. You know, when somebody told me, might have been us talking a couple weeks ago about, you know, one of the issues over the years has been, you know, BC's ability to sustain, you know, to sustain. They've done it, you know, it's been done, but it hasn't been done consistently. And so I challenge these guys, I challenge the coaches, I challenge myself to, can we sustain? Can we continue to try to get better and focus on one day at a time, one play at a time? I think if we can do that, we'll be okay.
And a big part of the game against Duquesne was Pete was charting the explosives. I thought his head might explode. Over 400 yards in explosive plays, and you utilized everybody on the team.
Yeah, we did play a lot of guys, and we made the explosive plays a big point of emphasis in practice during the week. We have to do that. We have to have more chunk plays than we did against Florida State. And it was good to see, you know, Reed Harris and Jerron Bradley and Lewis Bond and see some of these guys go. We just missed Skeet on a chop route, you know, would have been another one. And then plus we had some explosive runs. So, you know, look, I think that's good. And we have to continue to do that. I don't know if we're going to be a team that can, you know, put a 15-play, perfect play drive together and score. I'm not sure many teams can do that. I think we have to have chunk plays within the drive, and I think we're trying to really – we're working hard to get that done.
Well, 2 weeks in a row, you get – week one was more of a – like a running clinic, although there was plenty of explosives in the passing game. But then week two was a passing clinic. But you still didn't show a lot, which is kind of, if I'm on the other side, whomever the opponent is, I'm scratching my head thinking they've shown the capability, but all it was empty sets and
yeah,
track meet.
Yeah, I think there's still a lot left to show. I mean, you know, we feel like we have a good game plan here for Missouri. You know, we've had a good week of practice. These guys, you know, that you were at practice today, I thought they were pretty sharp. There's some things we got to clean up in a walkthrough tomorrow, but I think these guys are ready to go. And I think there's more left for us to do schematically. I think the big thing, though, in this type of a game is to not overdo it schematically so that these guys can go out and play fast on the road, not overthink things. And, you know, I think that's a big deal for us. Hey, I know what to do. I know how to do it. I know when to do it. That's a big deal. Not thinking, hey, what's my job on this play? What's my assignment? I'm on the coaches a lot about not overdoing it with scheme. But there's some things we can do, I think, that we haven't done yet.
And defensively, I don't care who you're playing. Anytime you pitch a shutout, Missouri's pitched two.
Yeah.
Actually, three dating back to the Cotton Bowl last year. They haven't allowed a touchdown in three games.
Yeah.
But anytime you pitch a shutout, you have to be happy.
Yeah, no doubt. Our defense has played well. They, you know, especially 2 weeks ago against the run, only gave up 21 yards rushing, and then last week pitching a shutout. I thought they played hard. I do think it was good, like you said, you know, getting a lot of guys in the game on both sides of the ball, but a lot of guys played, and I think no matter what the game is, you get game experience. There's no substitute for, you know, being able to get in there and do it in front of a crowd and without the coaches right behind you yelling at you what to do all the time. You're out there on your own. I think that was really good. That was what I was most happy about, that we played almost – I think we played like 79 guys in the game.
Yeah. That's a lot. Now, I get asked this question. I couldn't answer it. How does it work with eligibility in terms of – I know you get a couple of windows where you can play players without losing a year, which is – I assume that you did Saturday, but what are the limitations?
Four games.
So they can play in four games.
Yeah, and then they could play in the bowl game, and still the bowl game wouldn't count. So I think we're on the right track with that. We do – our class – you know, you've brought this up before, and, you know, it is interesting. Like, we haven't brought in any of these guys. Like, these guys were brought in by the previous staff. And so this freshman class, I think, has some really good players in it, you know, and some guys that have gotten a chance to play, like, you know, Turbo Richard and
Turbo.
You know, even – you better be good if your name's Turbo. And, you know, last week, like Syair Torrance, who was, had been injured and came back from injury, a kid from Syracuse, New York, who's playing really good for us. So, and there were other guys that got a chance to play in a game and that were freshmen. I think that's really good. And we can play them again probably. And if we still decide to you know, redshirt, we can still have time to do that.
You know who the 12th man was? The crowd.
Yeah, I mean, when I came off the field, Blake told me there were 6,000 students there, and you know, that's a big deal. You know, I think that's a huge deal. That the huge shout out to our students, you know, for that. I think these guys, our guys, they get really energized. You know, when their classmates are the ones cheering them on, that means something. You know, because at BC, as you guys know, you know, there's a lot that goes on campus, and it's not a commuter school, right? Everybody lives there, and it's a tight-knit community. And I think that's one of the special things about Boston College, and to have your buddies up there, you know, rooting you on is is a big deal.
I think that's 75% of the student body that was at the game.
Yeah.
Based on my Ithaca College math,
yeah,
that's 75%.
Yeah.
See, that's suspect
that's
math,
pretty good.
By the way.
But see how he is in fractions.
Terrible.
Ithaca math.
Ithaca math.
Correct.
The you talk about, you know, I actually had a chance to visit with several of the players, like Media Day. He met a few guys who were transferred in, and they were, and they, to your point, very different experience at Boston College because they're on campus,
right?
And in many places, they're off campus,
right?
And there's kind of very limited kind of connectivity with the student body,
right?
But that's something that's very, I believe, to be really positive for something that Boston makes BC kind of unique.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, I think that's one of the keys when we look at potential transfers down the road is where are they coming from, because, you know, when you come from, you transfer in from a big, you know, state school with, you know, good schools and all that. But, you know, a lot of times those kids, they don't live on campus. They commute to school. They, you know, they take on a lot of online classes. That's not Boston College. So I think that has a lot to do with our philosophy moving forward on transfer. Our transfers that are on the team right now, though, for the most part, have done a really good job of, you know, assimilating to BC. I give them a lot of credit.
Quarterback, you got Castellanos out. He was 9-for-10, pretty flawless. You bring Jacoby Robinson in. Grayson James was out. He'll be back this week as the backup.
Yep.
But we noticed some teaching moments for Jacoby Robinson on the sideline, and we noticed one.
Let me say that
in particular.
I never realized, even though we had a bunch of stadium practices, I didn't know the crowd was that close to the sideline.
Well, they did.
I had a couple things to say to a couple players during the game, and I said them, and then I looked up, and there was, like, a really nice couple sitting, like, right there. And I was like, if that was my mom and my dad, I would be in trouble right now. So then
Teapot, yeah,
so
Teapot was
I learned my lesson. But I learned my lesson there pretty quickly.
Seemed like he did too, though. Jacoby had his moments.
Yeah, he's a very young player, great guy, very smart guy, really good student. Everything that you're looking for in a BC guy. You know, look, it's his first time playing. He was, you know, a little bit nervous. Got to take care of the ball. And then, you know, he was able to get us into some good plays. I mean, he didn't have all bad plays, but ball security is a big deal for us. And we've got to take care of the ball, so that's what I was a little – you know, I was a little animated about that he was not taking care of the ball.
However, we had the Ozzie Nelson moment when you went over, sat on the bench, and put your arm in.
Well, that's when I saw that couple. I was like, oh, God, I got to show some love to the – no.
It showed.
I was like, man, these fans are right there. So I told those assistants, you guys got to watch your language.
Well, now you have sideline recognition skills for Michigan
at
State.
Home. Yeah, yes. Exactly.
Well, a lot of fun watching 56-0. It's, you know, clearly an interesting matchup this week. We're going to get into that and much more as the BC Football Show with Bill O'Brien at the Stockyard in Brighton continues. Thanks for joining us as always. And now this from our good friends at Bud Light.
Some days you hit snooze, but not today. Today, you have to go on a run to get burgers for the tailgate. You've got to haul something heavy, a cooler stocked with Bud Light. When you've got beer and football, nothing is hard. Until the other team scores. Bud Light. Easy to drink. Easy to enjoy. Enjoy responsibly. 21 plus, copyright 2024, Anheuser-Busch, Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hey, Eagles fans. Come and enjoy one of Metro West's hidden gems at Shining Rock Golf Club. Shining Rock is one of the premier public golf courses in New England. And now open our new 9-hole par 3 course, the Acorn. At only 867 yards, the Acorn provides a great opportunity to work on chipping and putting. Book your tee time by calling 508-234-0400 or visit their website at shiningrock.com. Go Eagles!
Hey there, football fans. Whether you're cheering for the home team or visiting from out of town, Hilton Garden Inn offers you the perfect choice of comfort and convenience. Spacious rooms, modern amenities, and a location that's just a short drive from Boston College. And don't forget to grab a delicious breakfast at our on-site restaurant, Punch Bowl, before you head to the stadium. Visit bostonbrooklime.hgi.com to book your stay today and get ready to elevate your game day. It's more than a hotel. It's your touchdown for an unforgettable Boston College football weekend.
Hey, Doug Flutie here.
And I'm Flutie Foundation board member and autism advocate Mike Palmer. Join our mission of helping people and families with autism live life to the fullest. From being part of an event like the Flutie 5K for Autism, hosting a fundraiser, donating or supporting our Stars of the Spectrum's career pursuits, your involvement directly helps the autism community. Go to FlutieFoundation.org to get involved.
Everybody that's been a part of our foundation, thank you all so much.
Go Eagles.
It's always the nights that end too quickly that leave memories that last a lifetime. Whether it's sharing a toast after work to celebrate being one day closer to the weekend, or hitting your lucky Keno numbers and celebrating with a dance you should be embarrassed to do in public. The games from the Mass State Lottery are the ideal complement to that unforgettable night. So let's celebrate the nights that connect us, because the ones we spend together are the ones.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Once we win together, the Mass State Lottery. Celebrate the night.
Life is full of choices. How to manage your time.
your energy, and even your money. But what if you were given the chance to stop and get rewarded for the way you want to bank? That's the power of Evolve Rewards Checking from The Village Bank. Rewarding banking for the way you choose to live. Visit village-bank.com and evolve today. The Village Bank. Member FDIC. Member DIF.
This is the Boston College Football Show, presented by Bud Light. For more of tonight's show, let's go back to the Stockyard with your host, John Meter Burrell.
Welcome back to the BC Football Show at the Stockyard in Brighton. Jam-packed crowd. Nice cozy side room here. And you know who's going to be in Missouri, Pete, on Saturday? The BC Gridiron Club, El Jefe, El Presidente, Paul Criscione, who's already in Missouri, so look out.
Oh, he's already there?
He is doing a football tour. He's going to the Kansas State game tomorrow night. He's going to the BC game Saturday. And then he's going to the Kansas City Chiefs game on Sunday afternoon.
Wow. That's quite a weekend.
That? Don't be surprised to see him on the sideline standing next to Patrick Mahomes.
You're right.
He'll find his way down there.
He is Forrest Gump, isn't he? Paul Criscione, John Merlesina, his consigliere, is here tonight as well. You can join the BC Gridiron Club and support Eagles football. Benefits include home game tailgates, away game bashes, and unprecedented team and program access. Sign up today at bcfootballgridiron.com. But they're part of the 12th man, Coach.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, the BC Gridiron Club, what they do, the support that they give our program, just awesome people. Been to practice a bunch. Ray was there today. I saw him there and with Pete. So they're awesome, you know. And one of the best hats. You know, I like my hats.
Oh,
so one of my favorite hats is my BC Gridiron Club hat. I love that hat.
You like that,
yeah,
huh?
I love that hat.
All right.
Love that hat.
Excellent.
We have that in common. I have a lot of hats, too, for obvious reasons.
You have a nice bald head, though. My bald head is not quite as nice as yours.
There's only a few perfect heads in this world. The rest you put hair on them.
That's right.
Oh, boy.
There you go.
Oh, boy.
I'll
say
star.
No more. Right, two against one. Double team.
Right, they got the coif.
Good moss, we call
good
it.
Good moss.
Good moss.
Yeah.
Moss, all right.
Let's transition to Missouri. Eagles are 2-0. Missouri's 2-0. They're ranked 6th in the country. They beat Murray State. They beat Buffalo last week, both home games. They've sold out their last 8 at home. You know it's going to be loud.
Yeah.
Kind of a quirky start, 11:45 Central Time. I don't think BC's ever played a game at 12:45 Eastern Time.
Yeah.
You can go back in your files for that, Pete. But you think about that stuff, or you'll play at 2 in the morning? It doesn't matter.
No, we definitely think – well, we'll play whenever they tell us to play, but I think that actually have a captain's meeting, you know, tomorrow morning, and I have a captain's meeting every week, and one of the things I'm going to talk to him about is, you know, that's something that we should be ready for, right? These guys practice in the morning. You know, we're a morning program, so 11:45 should be right up our alley. We should be ready to go with bells on, ready to play the game.
It's so important. Pete and I talk about it all the time. First possession.
Right.
Go down the field.
Yeah,
even if you don't score, establish yourself.
Yeah.
Is that your mindset?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, we do. It's a great point you bring up, Meter. You know, we always talk about starting fast. You know, obviously a drive, a 3-and-out on defense or even a turnover would be great. And then obviously driving the ball if we get the ball first and come away with some points. But again, like if you put all your eggs in the start fast bucket and you don't start fast, like you just got to be careful. There's a balance there. Hey, look, if you don't start fast, there's a lot of game left. But look,
right,
these are the opening plays. Here's the 15, you know, openers that we have. And let's make these go, and let's get down there and get some points on the board. That would be a great way to start the game, especially
so,
on the road.
So the 15 plays is a scripted list of plays that you're going to run, and, of course, you expect certain productivity off of each so you can call the next one.
That's right.
Do you get derailed, barring a turnover or a negative play? Do you derail and get off script?
Yeah, sometimes you get derailed, you know, depending on how the obviously, the 15 plays are if it's a kickoff, it's a touchback, and you know you're going to get the ball on the 25-yard line, that type of deal. I mean, then you start out. But if it's, you know, the ball's run back or, run back to the 10-yard line, you know, you're not going to call.
Things, yeah,
it changes things. But I think for the most part, you try to stick with that opening script because you believe that those are tendency breakers and, you know, plays that you feel are going to be really good against the defense that you're going against.
So I know the answer to this, but you script situations, field position. So your first possession or first drive, red zone script, inside the 10-yard line script. So you've got the kids are already thinking about what plays they're going to be running.
Yeah, you were at practice today, so we covered a lot. We cover a lot on Thursdays, right? So it's special teams, we cover all six phases. So field goal block. We cover kickoff return. We cover punt return. And then offensively and defensively, we cover backed up. So we're having to drive the ball out of there, or defensively keep them backed up. We cover third down, short yardage, goal line, red area. We do a 2-minute drive at the end. So there's a lot that we cover on Thursdays, because that kind of, you know, encompasses the whole week, and we try to come out of that practice feeling pretty good about our whole game plan.
When you looked at Missouri's offense, clearly a lot of talent, NFL talent out there.
Mm-hmm.
What do you see?
Yeah, they're good. I mean, they have a lot of speed on both sides of the ball. I would say offensively, quarterback's very good. He can throw it. He's accurate. He can run. He's very athletic. I think the offensive line is very athletic. You know, it reminds me of like the old Denver Broncos. They run outside zone either way, tight end side, split end side. They do a really good job. They're very athletic offensive line. And the two running backs are excellent. They're both transfers that weren't there last year.
Yep.
They're both transfers, and they're really good. And then they have probably the best receiver in the country, Luther Burden. And then they have three other guys that'll all play in the NFL too. So, you know, we have a tall task, and we know that. But we, you know, our guys are excited for the opportunity. You only get so many opportunities to play road SEC game. So let's go out there and give it our best. I think when we look at their defense, it's similar, right? Their defensive line is very athletic. Two really good defensive ends. Two inside backers. Actually, the guy that's listed as the backup inside backer, number 11, is actually very, very good. And, you know, we're going to have to get a hat on him in a run game. And then, you know, I told the receivers, you got to bring your big boy pads this week. It's a very physical secondary at Missouri, typical SEC secondary, and we got to be ready for that relative to, you know, getting off of, you know, getting open versus man-to-man coverage, and also blocking them in the perimeter game.
One of the things that could be kind of a trademark for you folks on early going, when especially the Florida State, was that ball control. First quarter, I think 13 minutes. About 13 to 12 and a half minutes of possession. This is and you really dogged that defense. They never recovered. It was hot. A lot of plays. This is it looks like a two platoon defense.
A lot of guys. They do rotate a lot of guys. Yeah.
So I'm sure that ball control is important, but how do you fatigue them, or can you?
Yeah, look, I mean, I think that one of the keys for us will always be, especially in games like this, can we control the ball? You know, these quick three and out. You know, we have a pretty good tempo game plan, but is that something we want to do against Missouri? We'll find out. I mean, if it presents itself, we would do it, but otherwise, we have to control the ball, because if you go three and out in 30 seconds and your defense is right back out there, especially on the road, it'll be 80 degrees there. It's going to be another hot game. I don't think that's a great formula for us. So I think you're right. I think we've got to do a really – it's a big game for both lines, offensive and defensive line, controlling the line of scrimmage. And, you know, we have to be a good north-south team. We're not an east-west team. We're Boston College. We go north and south, and I think that's – something that has to show up in the game on Saturday.
When you talk to your receivers about a big boy game, does that mean just beating them right off the line of scrimmage? Does that mean blocking? Does that mean all encompassing?
All of that. Yeah, I mean, they do press you. They're gonna get up in your mug, and they're gonna press you. They're gonna challenge you. They're definitely gonna challenge you. You know, and play man-to-man coverage. They're good at it, and we've got to do a good job of meeting that challenge. And then yes, we have to block. You know, we have to block on the perimeter, because they're going to try to light you up when you go to block them, and we have to be ready for that. I think they just do a really good job of that. They're very well coached. You know, Coach Drinkwitz has been there, I think, for 4 years maybe.
This is
his fifth year. So, you know, he's done a good job of establishing that program. I mean, I think, you know, if you look at what they did last year and beating Ohio State in a bowl game, I mean, he's built a good program. He's a smart guy. Came from App State. You know, I'm familiar with his background, and he's a really good coach. He's done a good job there.
You made a comment this week that they are where you want to be.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think when you're building something, you know, like, you know, I didn't mean schematically. I'm just saying, like, they've built it to where in his fourth year they went 11-2, and now in his fifth year they're sixth in the country. and I'm sure they want to obviously keep it going. They feel like they have a shot at the playoff. And you know, I think I always think in coaching, I think it's 5-year plans, right? You have these kids. Maybe it's a little bit. Maybe it's 4 years. But I think it's how's the guy doing after 5 years? I think that's a big line of demarcation for a coach in his program.
If you listen to him this week, you watch the press conference, Eli Drinkwitz, and it's always how do you slow down Castellanos?
Yeah.
So he says, you know, we play zone, it's trouble because there's a void. We play man, he can beat us on the outside.
Yeah.
He has coaches befuddled, and you guys are aware of that.
Yeah, no, he's Tommy, I've said it. He's a very electric player. He's a hard guy to defend. He can run. He's got good quickness. He's fast. Got really good instincts, and he's become a better passer. So he's legitimately a dual threat. And, you know, knock on wood, he's taking care of the ball. I met with him today. I meet with him a couple times during the week, just one-on-one, and he's in a good place. And he's excited for the opportunity. He's a great kid. He's been through a lot in his life, Tommy, you know, and he's overcome a lot in his life. And he's got a great opportunity here at Boston College, you know. And, you know, I think he realizes that. And he's really working hard to take advantage of the opportunities.
Yeah, it appears he's aware of the opportunities and he's seizing the moment.
That's right.
Everything you see is an indication that he's maturing on the fly.
That's right.
He's much more mature than he was a year ago, and it's a very, very short order.
That's right. Sustainability. Sustain it, man. Keep it going.
We got sustainability at the Stockyard.
Yes, we do.
Pete's gearing up for his ribs later.
You having ribs tonight?
Whatever they put in front of me.
I thought they had that Wagyu. What do they call it?
Where's Mike Conlon? Where is he? The owners. He'll answer that in a second. I can't answer that question. I hope they do, for that matter.
No, I was just saying. I mean, I'm not requesting it.
No.
That's what I was told.
Sort of
didn't
requesting.
You tell me that?
I did tell you that, yes. As advertised, hopefully. This is the BC Football Show. He's Bill O'Brien, Johnny Burrell, Pete Carone, back with more after this for Bud Light.
Some days you hit snooze, but not today. Today you have to go on a run to get burgers for the tailgate. You've got to haul something heavy, a cooler stocked with Bud Light. When you've got beer and football, nothing is hard. Until the other team scores. Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Enjoy responsibly. 21 plus, copyright 2024, Anheuser-Busch, Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hi, this is Paul Sullivan. Vehicle maintenance may be the last thing on your mind, but cars do need regular checkups. Come into any Sullivan Tire, and our experts will let you know what looks okay or what may need attention. You decide what fits within your budget. Get the peace of mind that you deserve at a price you can afford.
Thanks, Paul. Make an appointment online by visiting SullivanTire.com. And go BC Eagles!
A new era of BC football is here, led by first-year head coach Bill O'Brien. Catch the action this fall with tickets starting as low as $10 for select games. Group tickets are also available, providing exclusive experiences, including on-field access for your youth team or organization. Don't miss your chance to be part of the excitement on the Heights. Secure your seats to see Bill O'Brien and the Eagles by visiting bceagles.com. Check out Traxxas, the fastest name in radio control. They have high-performance RC cars and trucks for the whole family. Traxxas is the leader in hobby class radio control fun. They even have waterproof electronics to keep the fun going year-round. Learn more about Traxxas at TRAXXAS.com and use their store locator to find a Traxxas dealer near you. Traxxas, the fastest name in radio control.
Hi, Tom Coughlin here. Can you imagine getting the news that your child has cancer? Each year, more than 15,000 kids across the U.S. are diagnosed with this disease. The Tom Coughlin J Fund's goal is to be there for these families so they can be there for their sick child. We offer assistance with household bills, financial coaching, and emotional support. We hope you will join us helping these families. We need you on our team. Give now at tcjfund.org.
Since 1970, the campus school at Boston College has been educating students ages 3 to 22 with extensive support needs, including complex medical challenges. Located on the BC main campus, our dedicated team of teachers, therapists, nurses, and volunteers work together to realize the potential of each student. You can help make a difference. Join us on Saturday, October 5th at 9 a.m. for the campus school 5K Run and Roll. Your support directly funds the technology, equipment, and materials our students deserve. Learn more at bc.edu/campus school.
This is the Boston College Football Show, presented by Bud Light. For more of tonight's show, let's go back to the Stockyard with your host, John Meter Burrell.
Five, snapping from the right hash, three wides left, offset tight end right, receiver in motion left to right from the shotgun for Parentes. Short drop, throws across the middle, intercepted by Kari Johnson. Near side 30, to the 25, to the 20, to the 15, cuts back to the 10, to the 5, to the end zone! Touchdown, Boston College! Kari Johnson, how do you like that? A pick six!
Take a bow.
That was a, we definitely had to take a bow there. A lot of take a bows, Coach.
That was a good play.
That was a really nice run back.
Yeah, it was good preparation. He knew what play was coming. And, you know, Kyrie's an older guy and being coached very well by Tim and Ray. And he knew that that was coming. And that's I think that's what preparation's all about.
Yeah, I think that's an underplayed aspect of your success in the first two games is the secondary.
Yeah.
And how sticky their coverage has been and how well accustomed they are to tackling now, which we didn't see that a lot last year.
Yeah, that's got to continue on Saturday. That's going to be, again, another big that'll be a huge emphasis every week. But, you know, in a game like this against Missouri with so many good skill players, we got to get them down on the ground. They're going to complete passes. You know, we got to tackle them. If you watch the Buffalo and the Murray State game, there are a lot of yards after contact. We have to limit that. You know, these guys catch a ball. If you miss a tackle, that could go 30 yards. And we have to that's not a good formula for success.
Well, coming out of camp, you had the opportunity to go live a lot. You know, it was a very physical camp. Now you're in season.
Right.
It's a different deal.
Right.
But you still need to work on that physicality.
Yeah, we're in full pads on Tuesday and Wednesday, and you know, we just play on our feet. I think these guys have done a good job, you know, from Pro Football Pete, like you gotta learn how to play on your feet, and stay up, and you can still get good contact done. You know, I think sometimes Shotzi puts the equipment of the day in the window of the equipment room, and so when it says full pads, they're like, oh, you know. But that's
what you want. You want
that's
to get the
success,
the
man. That's what you have to pay the price to be ready to go on Saturdays. So we have a strong belief at Boston College in being a physical football team, and so we do that twice a week. And you know, they've responded on both those days, both all the weeks so far.
You mentioned Burden, Luther Burden. He's on many draft boards as a number one pick already. Could be the first receiver taken.
Yeah,
he was sick last week. He missed some of the game. He's better now, but what does he do well?
He is better now.
He is.
Oh,
sorry.
Thought he was still a little under the weather.
Who knows? He might be.
He's a great player.
There goes Bill's appetite.
Yeah, there goes my – forget that steak. When I was at Alabama, he came to camp. Yeah. So we spent time with him. And, yeah, he's a great player. He's a great route runner. He's very fast. He's got good hands. Can run all the routes. He's tough. Competitive guy. It's a great matchup for our guys. You know, these are the type of guys. You know, you want to be judged against the best. And, you know, so whether it's Max Tucker from right down the street here, Catholic Memorial, Boston, Massachusetts, or Amari Jackson, or, you know, Bryce Brown, or Ryan Turner, or any one of those guys, you know, they're going to have their shot, you know, and you know, sometimes they're going to have help, sometimes they won't, and they've got to do a good job of being ready to go.
Switching gears a little bit, though, but the fact that you, with your NFL pedigree, and you get a lot of guys on staff who have got experience in the NFL, the offensive line in particular, you've got a couple of guys, they're kind of peeking around the corner at the next level. And I'm not saying that might be their end game and that they're not distracted by it, but this is a great opportunity for them to, because when people are watching them, this is like a job interview on both sides of the ball.
Yeah, I think, look, I that's a great point, and I think about that a lot. It's funny, on the drive over here, I was thinking about that. And, you know, when I walked in, somebody mentioned, you know, Ozzie Trapillo and his dad, Steve, and, you know, who had played for the Saints and all that. And so Drew Kendall, you know, Dad Pete. And we have a bunch of guys, Logan Taylor, Jude Bowery. You know, these guys I believe will all have shots to play in the NFL. The NFL is not what we talk about on a day-to-day basis, though. We try to, you know, we work very hard to get these guys ready to play Missouri. But, you know, at the end of the day, look, you want to be judged, just like I said about the DBs, you want to be judged against the best. So, you know, you've got to come out ready to go. You got to have yourself mentally ready to go to play this type of team because, you know, it can be good for your future, no doubt about it.
When you look at Brady Cook, they've had a lot of good quarterbacks at Missouri. One thing I researched this week, you think about all the guys that have played quarterback in Missouri. Blaine Gabbert, Drew Locke, Brad Smith, Phil Bradley, one of your favorite Seattle Mariners, who was in that lineup when Clemens struck out 20 in 86. You remember that?
I was watching that game at home live in Andover.
Wait, really?
Never forget it. Ned Martin.
Ned Martin and Bob Montgomery.
Bob Montgomery.
Yes, see? We
awesome.
You can match me in Red Sox. Trivia.
Not really, but I threw the Ned Martin in there just to try to keep up.
What was Ned Martin's favorite word?
Oh, God.
Come on.
I know this.
Pete, you would know this, too.
And when you remind me, yes.
One word Ned Martin was known for.
Oh, man.
Gansett.
No, that's Yaz. Grab a Gansett, neighbor. Mercy.
Mercy.
Mercy. Oh. That's right. There you go.
Mercy.
Okay, it's coming back to you now.
See? The Stockyard CEO knew it. Mike Conlon. Mercy, see?
I should have known.
That's worth a plate of Wagyu beef tonight, Mike.
Well, he knew it. So what, is he going to give himself Wagyu beef?
Right here, man.
For you?
Yeah, absolutely. But I digress. Long line of quarterbacks, and he's one of them. He's working his way up the chart.
Yeah, they. You're right. I mean, you read off all those guys. I mean, they've had a good run of quarterbacks. They've had a good program there. I mean, they really have. You know, like I said, Gary Pinkel was there. You know, now Eli Drinkwitz. I mean, you know, I think this is a really good program. And I think for us at Boston College, this is a great opportunity, right, to go on the road, SEC team, and, you know, I'm glad that the game's at 11:45. I think that's a good time for BC. I think that has to show up because, you know, we've been getting up early now for 8 months in a row, so we should be ready to play at that time. And but it's a great opportunity. You know, I told these guys, you know, over the years, Boston College has had some awesome wins, right? We always talk about Pete and the Texas game. And, you know, I can remember when I was growing up, we were growing up, Meter. You know, they beat Alabama. They beat Clemson.
Yep.
You know, they beat Penn State. You know, and so if we want to be back to what that was in the past, you know, we got to show up and be ready to play on Saturday.
Heard the microphones in the helmets. The first year of it, you know, no sideline signals necessary. Heard this week that they're so loud out there that teams have to go to hand signals.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see. I mean, you know, I mean, I've been in the loudest of loud. I mean, we just talk about, like, even in the pros, like Seattle and Kansas City. There's no place on earth louder than Kansas City. None. Especially when they stop a fake punt. It's very loud.
Sounds like you have experience.
I have a lot of experience in Kansas City. But, no, it'll be loud. But the thing I'm saying to you, Pete, is we'll always be ready for that.
But I'm going
to
say, does that change? Now you got hear all signals anyway.
No, we work on that all the time. So we're in, you know, whether it's signals or a different way to signal the play in, the silent count, like, we work on that quite a bit. So I believe we're ready for it, but like I always tell you, it's got to show up on Saturday. You know,
how's it been with the tablet thus far and the coach quarterback communication? Has that been all right?
Been really good. I think the tablet's been good. I mean, these guys come in between series, we're able to sit down with them and show them what happened on the previous series, and I think our coaches do a great job of that. And I think the communication from, you know, from Will to the quarterback and from Tim to the Mike linebacker to Cam Arnold has been really, really good. Very smooth. Haven't had any issues with that. So, and we're, like I told Pete, like, if something were to happen, we have a way to get the play signaled to Tommy, and we have a way to get the play, the defense signaled to Cam. So we practice that a lot.
The noise factor, I think we talked about this a few weeks ago. People say, oh, it's a very hostile environment. But no one's coming out of the stands with a knife or a gun. I mean, that you go to BC. I hope not.
No,
but you,
jeez,
go to Pete. You go to.
This took it to another level.
Yes, you did.
But when you go to a place like BC, you play in an environment like this. This is one of the reasons you might go to BC.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, you get to play in. First of all, you know, our home crowd, right? We just talked about having 6,000 students last week, and hopefully if we can continue to play well, we can really sell out the stadium. And then, you know, you go on the road at the places that we'll go on the road, like Missouri, Florida State. You know, we don't play Clemson this year, but when you go to Clemson, you know, those are great places to play. North Carolina, you know, I know it's home this year, but I mean, you know, those are great places to play. That is what college football is all about. That is, it's right. It's one of the reasons why you would come to Boston College.
All right, Pete's working on hopefully some jujitsu or something to help us out.
Pete, I'm not looking.
I hope I'm getting right behind you. Yeah, leave that one aside. But we have to take another timeout. This is the BC Football Show from the Stockyard in Brighton.
Some days you hit snooze. But not today. Today, you have to go on a run to get burgers for the tailgate. You've got to haul something heavy, a cooler stocked with Bud Light. When you've got beer and football, nothing is hard. Until the other team scores. Bud Light. Easy to drink. Easy to enjoy. Enjoy responsibly. 21 plus. Copyright 2024 Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Mass General Brigham Sports Medicine. Personalized sports medicine care driven by research and determination. Top specialists who understand your athletic dreams, goals, and the need to get back to them. Together, we'll write your comeback story. Mass General Brigham Sports Medicine. Call 877-SPORT-01 to start your comeback story today.
Hey, Doug Flutie here.
And I'm Flutie Foundation board member and autism advocate, Mike Palmer. Join our mission of helping people and families with autism live life to the fullest. From being part of an event like the Flutie 5K for Autism, hosting a fundraiser, donating or supporting our Stars of the Spectrum's career pursuits, your involvement directly helps the autism community. Go to FlutieFoundation.org to get involved.
Everybody that's been a part of our foundation, thank you all so much.
Go Eagles.
Boston College 1992 alum Matt McGovern is the proud owner of the McGovern Auto Group, Boston's fastest growing family of car dealerships. Matt is proud to serve BC, its students, alumni, and their families. With 26 dealerships across the Boston Metro and over 7,000 cars to choose from, don't settle for a new vehicle from just anyone. Join your fellow Eagles, Matt McGovern, Mark Walker, and Tom Kilgariff at McGovern Auto Group. Visit them online, McGovernAuto.com, and go Eagles!
Friends of the Heights is Boston College's official name, image, and likeness collective, serving 120 athletes on 9 teams and growing. Friends of the Heights prepares BC athletes to serve our community and to improve their brand, all while helping our team succeed. Giving to Friends of the Heights directly impacts our team's successes. Help our students. Help our teams. Help Boston College. For more information, please visit friendsoftheheights.com.
Life is full of choices. How to manage your time, your energy, and even your money. But what if you were given the chance to stop and get rewarded for the way you want to bank? That's the power of Evolve Rewards Checking from the Village Bank. Rewarding banking for the way you choose to live. Visit village-bank.com and evolve today. The Village Bank. Member FDIC. Member DIF.
This is the Boston College Football Show, presented by Bud Light. For more of tonight's show, let's go back to the Stockyard with your host, John Meter Burrell.
And welcome back to the BC Football Show. A reminder, we're here every Thursday from 6 to 7. Bill O'Brien, your third game now. Guys like me say, hey, you know, I wonder how Bill's feeling about X or Y or Z. I know coaches always have their little check marks, especially, I'm sure you do, maybe stuff that you think about at night driving over to the Stockyard. 2-0 is 2-0, but what areas do you want to improve upon?
Yeah, we definitely we have to punt the ball better. Now, I don't like to punt, but we're going to probably have to punt. And so we have to punt the ball better, so you'll probably see a different punter out there this week. We I believe that offensively, even though we did hit some chunk plays, I think we can do better. I think the routes are being run pretty well. They can be run a little bit better. And I think Tommy can let it rip and get the ball down the field a little bit better. I want to see our offensive line play with better pad level. I want them to get their pads down. You know, we got big guys. They need to get their pads down and play lower. I think the defensive line, same thing. I want them to play with lower pad level and use their hands better. I think that I think overall the effort's been awesome, but I want 11 guys to the ball on defense. I want to swarm the ball. I think that's very demoralizing to an offense, you know, when there's 11 guys to the ball. I think the secondary's doing a good job, but we've got to continue to tackle in space. You know, we got to get the guy down on the ground. We've done a good job of that so far against Florida State and Duquesne, but we have to. That's going to be big on Saturday.
This week, I heard you burned my scholarship, and that is a great little video that I was sent to. Sent to me today, which I got pretty excited about. Why don't you talk about it?
Yeah, no. So you know, one of the things that's pretty cool about college football is you have these guys that you know, they call them walk-ons, but even when I was at Penn State, you know, we had these awesome guys that were walk-ons. And if you could reward a guy who, especially an older guy that had put his time in and was a great guy, like a really good football player and a good guy off the field, just a BC guy, and that's Joe Marinaro. And so we were awesome. Yeah, you should definitely applaud Joe Marinaro. And to be able to give a guy like that, put that guy on scholarship, and you saw the video, you saw the reaction of the team, and you know, I think that's what it's all about. The team was so happy for that guy, you know. Absolutely, because he worked so hard. And the other thing about Joe is, like, in the off season, he should have gotten hernia surgery before spring practice, but he said, "Coach, I'm going to go through spring and then I'll get it."
Wow.
I was like, "Whoa!" And so he basically, like, grit, you know, limped and grinded through spring practice, did a good job to be the leader of special teams, got the hernia surgery, worked hard to get back, and was back for, you know, a lot of the summer practices, and then ready to go for training camp. That's what it's all about. That's the type of guy you're looking for.
All right. Yeah. And to cap it off, elected by his peers as a captain.
And that's right. I should have mentioned that. I mean, you know, there were six guys that were clearly elected, and he – you know, the way I did it was, you have, like, you know, offensive votes for two offensive guys, one defensive guy, one special teams guy. Defense votes for two defensive guys, one offensive guy, and one special teams guy. And I would say that Joe got the majority of the special teams vote. So, yeah, he deserved to be the special teams captain.
You have a lot of guys like Joe Marino on your team. Luke McLaughlin's another one.
No doubt. Luke was he's another guy that, you know, you would obviously consider for that moving forward. He caught his first pass the other day against Duquesne on a big fourth down play in that game, you know. It was pretty cool because I was walking to my car and I was trying to, like, be kind of incognito. And Luke's dad, who's a great guy, was, like, right there, kind of parked right there. And
yeah,
he was like, he was so proud that his son got into the game.
The best.
And Luke McLaughlin is a great dude. We got a lot of guys like that, you know, that really work very, very hard. Juan Zabal, I don't know if you guys know him, but we call him the Bull. He's just an awesome
guy. He's from Mexico.
Yes, he is.
I looked that up. I said he's from Mexico.
Yeah, awesome guy.
How the heck did he end up at BC? But he's here.
Works very, very hard. Billy Van Pelt. There's a lot of guys that that work very hard every single day in practice.
Kind of uniquely, you haven't attempted a field goal yet, which is a good thing, I guess. But
yeah,
when you go out there, maybe at Missouri, you might need one.
Yeah.
Lombardo and Connor, they're both healthy.
Yep.
You feeling good in that area?
Yeah, I do. I think Luca would be the guy still, but Liam's doing a good job. Liam's right there. You know, relative to last week, they both kicked in the game. They made all their extra points. Did a good job kicking off. We're really fortunate. We got two really good place kickers. You know, a lot of teams only don't even have one. We have two.
Yep.
And both those guys, I think, deserve to kick. I think Luca's been doing it. No reason to you know, move him out of that spot because he's had a good season so far. But Liam's right there. He'll have his shot too.
I won't disclose the distance, but he had plus 10 on what he kicked today.
Yeah, he had a good – we had a two-minute drive, and, I appreciate you not disclosing the distance, but he did. Luca's a – you know, he was a soccer player, transfer from Syracuse. He's got a very natural, kind of effortless, you know, great kicking pop. Stroke. And
it's funny,
yeah,
you bring,
pops off his
you
foot.
Bring up the distance. You probably didn't see this because you're busy breaking tape down. But the Cleveland Browns, Dallas Cowboys game, Brandon Aubrey almost attempted a 71-yarder.
Man.
Yeah. And he was good from 66.
Yeah.
And there was a penalty. And McCarthy thought better of it.
Yeah.
But and Tom Brady got criticized for not getting excited about that by Scott Hansen of the red zone. So, but a 71-yarder
yeah,
is –
it's getting farther and farther.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, these guys are able to, you know, kick it far. I know when we drafted Kyeme Fairbairn in Houston – he came in and, you know, he was a strong kid, worked hard, and he's had probably many 50-plus, 55-yarders.
Oh.
You know, it's, those are like nothing anymore, the 55-yarders.
It's like Cronin from 20 yards in golf.
Oh, I thought you were drop kick.
Cronin from 20 yards in golf is a shoe? Is
oh,
that's money?
He's got a good short game.
It's a shank over
no,
the
I can't
green.
Wait to play with you two.
we'll bring our money.
I'm going to take your money.
That's going to be a long day. Oh, boy. Final timeout. We'll come back to get coach's keys to the game after this on the VC Football Show from the Stockyard in Brighton.
Some days you hit snooze, but not today. Today you have to go on a run to get burgers for the tailgate. You've got to haul something heavy, a cooler stocked with Bud Light. When you've got beer and football, nothing is hard. Until the other team scores. Bud Light. Easy to drink. Easy to enjoy. Enjoy responsibly. 21 plus. Copyright 2024 Anheuser-Busch. Bud Light Beer. St. Louis, Missouri.
Hi, this is Paul Sullivan. Vehicle maintenance may be the last thing on your mind, but cars do need regular checkups. Come into any Sullivan Tire and our experts will let you know what looks okay or what may need attention. You decide what fits within your budget. Get the peace of mind that you deserve at a price you can afford.
Thanks, Paul. Make an appointment online by visiting SullivanTire.com. And go BC Eagles.
Hi, Tom Coughlin here. Can you imagine getting the news that your child has cancer? Each year, more than 15,000 kids across the U.S. are diagnosed with this disease. The Tom Coughlin J Fund's goal is to be there for these families so they can be there for their sick child. We offer assistance with household bills, financial coaching, and emotional support. We hope you will join us helping these families. We need you on our team. Give now at tcjfund.org.
Eagles fans, do you have money questions? The team at Empower can help you tackle them so you have a clear understanding of where your finances are today and where they're headed. Plus, with the free Empower personal dashboard, you can link your accounts to see your net worth, plan for retirement, create budgets, and more. It's time to change the game and take control of your financial future. Are you ready to empower what's next? Make the right call at empower.com and get your free Empower personal dashboard today.
Mass General Brigham Sports Medicine. Personalized sports medicine care driven by research and determination. Top specialists who understand your athletic dreams, goals, and the need to get back to them. Together, we'll write your comeback story. Mass General Brigham Sports Medicine. Call 877-SPORT-01 to start your comeback story today.
Life is full of choices. How to manage your time, your energy, and even your money. But what if you were given the chance to stop and get rewarded for the way you want to bank? That's the power of Evolve Rewards Checking from the Village Bank. Rewarding banking for the way you choose to live. Visit village-bank.com and evolve today. The Village Bank. Member FDIC. Member DIF.
This is the Boston College Football Show, presented by Bud Light. For more of tonight's show, let's go back to the Stockyard with your host, John Meter Burrell.
Final segment of the BC Football Show. Some legends just walked in the room. We got a guy from, you know, I thought I was like the most famous guy from Weston. This guy's the most famous guy from Weston. Scott Gieselman.
That's the
BC tight end.
The Gies.
Welcome.
That's awesome.
Didn't go to Weston High, though. Went to Belmont Hill, right? Yes, see? Weston Hyatt lost a good one. I'll tell you that. You left us at the altar, Scott, but that's all right. Yes, he was a heck of a player. Yes, one of the great tight ends, and your tight ends are developing as well.
Yeah, look, I think that they are. They're getting better. Jeremiah Franklin, you know, I think he can do several things pretty well, and he works very hard. A very quiet guy, kind of goes about his business every day, does a good job. Kamari Morales, a transfer from North Carolina, has done some decent things. You know, more of an F type of tight end, a move guy. And then Matty Reagan, whose dad and brother, his dad John and his brother Sean played here, and his mom went here, Katie Reagan. He's getting better and better. You know, he was a wide receiver in high school, and we moved him to tight end. He's about 250 pounds now, getting bigger, and he's a young player. I think he's got a good future, too. And, you know, Scott Gieselman's here, and you know who stopped by practice the other day? Another legendary Boston College tight end, Pete Mitchell.
I saw that. The other day. Yep.
Well, Mitch, one of the great ones.
Legend. Legends.
Got a tight end.
And you know, I'm very – that's probably one of – besides quarterback, my favorite position.
Well, the tight ends, is that more of a – you feature the tight end, obviously, but when there is a connection with quarterback tight end, and the tight end becomes a bailout for a lot of quarterbacks.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think that the way that the defenses now are constructed, there's a lot of what we call cover four, right? So in cover four, you know, sometimes, a lot of times, those guys are matched up against a Sam linebacker. And so that should be a good matchup for us in the passing game. And then I think one thing that Jeremiah especially does, you know, he can block defensive ends. He does a pretty good job blocking defensive ends, and that has shown up pretty well. And, you know, you don't rush for almost, you know, 600 yards in two games without the tight ends doing a good job blocking. And so, you know, Jeremiah's done a good job of that.
All right, Coach, it all starts 12:45 kickoff, 12:15 our broadcast time on the Van Wagner BC Sports Network. What do you got for us for your keys to the game?
Yeah, look, I think, again, it's going to come down to offensively ball security, establishing the line of scrimmage, controlling the ball, right? Like making sure that we do a good job up front of moving these guys and not playing in our backfield. They're very athletic, especially in a run game. And then I think we've got to do a good job of, you know, when we call our shot, we got to connect on some of these shots. You know, we got to get the ball down the field. I think defensively we got to tackle in space. I think it's going to be big, and I think the other thing that's going to be really big in the passing game is don't rush by the quarterback. Like, if you rush by the quarterback, this guy's going to take off, and he's going to hurt you.
Yeah.
And we've got to do a good job of not rushing by the quarterback, and we've got to do a great job communicating, especially on offense. It's going to be crowd noise. And then, look, I think we're going to have a new punter probably in there, and we've got to do a good job when we have to punt of making sure that, you know, we protect and you know, we get good operation and guy does a good job punting.
Would that be Zavenko?
We'll see. We'll see. We'll see who it is.
No disclosure.
I like the evasive question.
Oh, yes. It's all right. Less is more, meat.
Yes, that's true. Yeah, that's true.
Good. Now, I think the one thing that occurs to me is they've played very well. They're very athletic, but the level of competition is somewhat questionable. And, you know, I got to go look back to Florida State. We didn't know anything about Florida State early in the season. That was a tough opponent for Boston College. And the brand, that physicality, I don't think they've seen that physicality yet.
No, I think that's a big part of what we have to try to continue to become. I mean, I think that's what BC football has been. When BC football has been very successful, there's been a lot of guys that were local guys, that were tough guys, that knew how to play football, and there was always a good quarterback. That was a formula for BC success, and that's what we're working towards right now, and we've got to continue to – we're a north-south team. We're not an east-west team. Once in a while, we'll go east and west, but in the end, the majority of the time, we're going downhill, and that's in the passing game and the running game, and – you know, hopefully, you know, it continues on Saturday.
Coach, a lot of fun as always.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks for taking the time. Good luck. Yep, go get them in Missouri.
Appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
You got it. For Bill O'Brien, the old linebacker, Pete Cronin, I'm John Mita Perel. Special thanks to Justin Turpin, Griffin Ward back in the studio, everybody from Van Wagner, of course, everybody here at the Stockyard. Mike Conlon running a great ship. Thank you very much, Mike. We'll catch you all again next Thursday. Join us for BC football Saturday at 12:15. Have a great weekend, everybody.
listening to the Boston College Football Show presented by Bud Light. Join us on Thursday nights throughout the season from the Stockyard in Brighton. The Boston College Football Show has been sponsored by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Please enjoy responsibly. Empower. Take control of your financial future to empower what's next. Mass General Brigham, the official medical provider of Boston College Athletics. McGovern Auto Group, the official auto group of Boston College Athletics. Rodenheiser, trusted plumbing, heating, AC, and electrical experts for over 90 years. The proceeding has been a Van Wagner presentation of the Boston College Athletics Sponsorships Radio Network. The Eagles play here. Catch BC football, basketball, baseball, and hockey on WEEI AM, Boston.